Intro music fades in Tim Holland. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers, the podcast where we dig into how you can grow your revenue, keep your margins healthy, build an unforgettable brand, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we're talking about something you might not think about enough, your display cases. Now, I call them your silent salespeople. They're working for you every minute your doors are open. But here's the kicker. Most independent jewelers I see are letting those silent salespeople fail, and it's costing a fortune. So, let's take a quick walk through your showroom in your mind right now. What do you see? If it's anything like most stores I've been in, it's a sea of velvet, cases packed to the brim, bridal rings organized by vendor, and a showroom that looks like it hasn't changed since 2015. That's a problem. You pour money and energy into getting foot traffic, SEO, Google Ads, social media campaigns, but once customers step inside, if your cases don't deliver, all that spend goes right down the drain. Here's the truth. Effective visual merchandising can boost your sales by up to 30% or more, but when it's done poorly, it's responsible for billions in lost revenue across retail every year. So how do we fix it? First, stop stuffing your cases. I know it's tempting to cram every piece you have on display, thinking more means more sales, but it doesn't. Your customer's eye needs a place to rest. White space is not wasted space. It's a strategic tool that elevates your product's perceived value. Think luxury brands, Rolex, Cartier. How many watches do you see in their windows? Usually just one or two. That exclusivity makes each piece feel special. I worked with a jeweler recently who had over 400 pieces crammed in just 8 cases. We pulled nearly half the pieces out and gave the rest room to breathe. Within 2 months, their average sale value went up 18%. No new inventory, just smarter presentation. Next up, the 20-40-40 rule. This is your new merchandising mantra. 20% of your display should be your hero pieces, the highest margin, most desirable items, displayed solo, commanding attention. 40% is your strong sellers, grouped in small trays of 3 to 5 pieces. And the last 40% is your entry level or high volume items, shown in larger trays with 5 to 7 pieces. This setup visually tells your customers what's most important and what to focus on before you even say a word. Plus, your sales team will naturally lead with the hero pieces, lifting your average ticket without extra training. Now, I'm going to be real with you. Organize your bridal cases by style, not vendor. When couples come in, they're not thinking about brands. They want a vintage halo or a classic solitaire. Grouping by vendor just makes them jump around, and your salespeople work harder. Style-based organization reduces friction and helps customers find what they want faster. Your vendor rep might want their own case, but your customers pay the bills. The switch will boost your close rates fast. Another powerful tip, use the Goldilocks principle in your displays. If you want to sell a $5,000 ring, don't just show rings close to that price. Start by showing a $12,000 anchor piece first. Suddenly, the $5,000 ring feels just right. Not too expensive, not too cheap. Arrange your cases so the highest priced piece is set back and high, the target piece at eye level center, guiding the customer's eye naturally. Your window display? It's your billboard. A great window can increase foot traffic by up to 30%. Yet so many jewelers leave theirs unchanged for months. Change it monthly, tie it to seasons or local events. Valentine's Day? Start telling a love story 2 weeks before. Prom season? Showcase fashion jewelry front and center and track what works. Take photos, note foot traffic and sales after each refresh. Over time, your window becomes a reliable revenue driver. Finally, don't overlook the basics. Hide your price tags so they don't distract. Upgrade your lighting to jewelry-specific LEDs. Good lighting makes a huge difference. Ditch dead stock that's been sitting for years. Free up space for pieces that will sell. And clean your cases daily. Dust and fingerprints kill the luxury vibe. Refresh your displays every quarter at minimum. Move pieces around, change backdrops, swap out display elements. Freshness keeps customers interested and helps you audit inventory regularly. Remember, your visual merchandising is marketing. It's the final critical step in your customer's journey. Nail this and your marketing spend works harder. miss it, and you're leaving money on the table. So here's your action plan for this week. 1. Walk your cases like a first-time customer. What jumps out? 2. Pull 20-30% of your inventory out. Give the rest space. 3. Identify and spotlight your hero pieces. 4. Reorganize one bridal case by style. 5. Deep clean every case. No dust, no visible tags, fresh elements. These 5 steps take less than a day, but can boost your sales noticeably within 2 weeks. Visual merchandising isn't a nice to have. It's your silent salesperson working every hour you're open, never calls in sick, never asks for a raise. Invest in it like you invest in your marketing and watch what happens. If you want to learn more about how to grow your jewelry business with smart marketing and merchandising strategies, visit us at deepearthmkt.com. Thanks for listening to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland. Catch you next time. Outro music fades out.